countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
But first, the silage season is in full swing at the moment as farmers are doing their first cut, and the great weather has certainly given them a good start. So Louise Denver headed up the M3 to find the well-known local contractors, the Farleys, mowing at the farm of Tom Brady near Carnaross in County Meath.
What's sheep here?
It'll be a Belshire cross, yo.
And cattle, obviously, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, suckler so cows.
Who will eventually eat this
silage? Oh, the suckler cows, and the sheep will be getting the best of it. But it should be all good. We expect it's all to be good.
On Tom Brady's farm, contractors are finishing up the first cut of silage.
Farming about 100 hectares. It's a fragmented holding. It's fragmented with a lot of moving on stock. But we get by.
When did you start cutting?
We cut it on Wednesday. Turned it in on Wednesday evening. And we rode it yesterday, and we're finishing it today.
About how many acres of silage would you say that is?
About 40 acres.
So you're putting it back here into a pit, into a silage pit here at the home place?
Farley brothers bring it in, and they have a loader to load it into the pit, and we just cover it.
Beautiful land you have here.
It's grand, but it's hilly. We have to pick the fields that we can cut silage off. It's not every field we can cut silage off. So.
Why did you choose the pit over bales and vice versa? Why
it's cheaper. The pit is cheaper, and it's handier as well. The bales, a lot of work with bales, drawing them in, and... you have to get down off the tractor and take the cover off the bales every time you bring in a bale. And the pit is very handy, you can open it on the gravel, tractor bring it in and leave it with the cattle.
Just up the road, Patrick Farrelly's team are working as contractors.
This field, the field that we're cutting the silage is about a mile from the house.
Down ripped the ocean.
They're finishing up on Tom's farm this morning, but we'll be straight off to another farm this afternoon.
Oh God,
Louise. Patrick's team started cutting silage on other farms around Meath in the first week of May.
Crop was quite good. This I'd say was probably the lightest field, was it, Tom? I'd say it was now. And the field's up the lane.
Sandy side this. And there has been no rain for the last month, I suppose. There's nearly no rain. And this field suffered, it's sandy side this.
We need rain in this end of the country.
So there's a huge amount of coordination here. Three tractors, three trailers, one person in the harvester.
Yes.
And the equipment is pricey.
Very expensive.
This is brand new for you.
Well, sure, look, at a new harvester is somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000. And that's if you go for new ones, you know. But the deal is, buy the new one, get the warranty on it, and you're reasonably safe for 5 years.
We have a constant run of tractors and trailers coming drop off the grass.
You have to keep that machine going.
It's timed perfectly. Yeah.
So expensive when it's running, it's burning so much diesel. If you're having the trailers under the spout, you're not making any headway.
Well, there are overhead wires here as well.
Yeah, it's something you have to be very conscious of, no matter what field you go into. Take a look up and not be always looking in the ground. See what's overhead, and if there's any danger, you have to allow for it.
How tall are the harvesters?
Well, so that one there, it's the spout. It can be raised up probably 23 or 4 feet, you know. A lot of the electric wires might only be 20 feet.
Tom mentions there that this is quite hilly land, and you have to take that into consideration when you're looking at silage.
Well, you do, and especially the machinery that you're going to be using. We had to replace all the tyres on the trailers, put them good and wide, because we were having problems with trailers overturning, and then we needed tractors with plenty of power to go up and down the hills, and just to be safe and be able to stop with a full load. So, look, it takes a lot of putting together, but we have managed to work it out.
70 acres would you do per day?
Well, sure, remember years ago we used to get hard to do 10, but now 100 acres is not a big job.
Do you get fed on when
Absolutely,
you go around
the farm? Absolutely, yes. An awful lot of farms we would dine on the farm. We lose an awful lot of time if we have to go away and get the lunch or something, and a lot of the farmers do have dinners and teas ready for us, which we're very thankful for, and it speeds up the whole operation.
And that's the life of a contractor, is it?
That's it.
So what's the harvest season for you then? How many months of the year are you using the harvest?
Look, it's down now to maybe 8 weeks or 9 weeks at the most, you know, and you wouldn't be busy in all of that time, but you do as much as you could.
And what would you be doing for the rest of the year?
Well, we do a lot of other work as well. We do a lot of slurry, we do a lot of reseeding, we do a lot of knocking trees, we do a lot of hedge cutting, we do a lot of basically everything that nobody else wants to do.
That's another round of machinery.
Absolutely. So you'd need hedge cutters, you need flails, you need shredders, you need stump grinders, you need chainsaws, and then the training, all the training that follows on from that as well, you know. How you say, multifunctional.
They're very skilled.
Yeah, you know, it's not easy to keep going out there. You know, you have to be constantly looking for jobs all over the place, and there's no job that we won't tackle.
When the silage is cut now, it's onto the second cut for Tom.
We're finished now, finished the harvest, and just pack the pit now and cover it now next.
Time for slurry.
Time for slurry.
And then hopefully second cut when?
Second cut in probably in about 7 weeks' time.
And that was Louise Denver chatting to farmer Tom Brady and contractor Patrick Farley in County Meath yesterday, and it's a sight you'll be seeing all over the country and have been seeing of the big silage mowers going into big fields as farmers prepare fodder for the winter.